Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A little interesting report out here. Mary Kay Cabot was with us at 3:20 today, and she's actually just posted a story saying that the Browns will be picking up the fifth-year option on Greg Newsom. It's a matter of when, not if, and says definitively they will not be trading Greg Newsom. Dustin, your thoughts?
I'm sort of happy about it, to be honest with you, because I think he's a really good player. If the value's not there to, you know, recoup a second-round pick or something like that, at least, I would not do it. So you've got three excellent corners in this league. You've got to be able to rush the passer, and you got to be able to cover the. It's a passing league, man, and the Browns have three of the best. So I'm totally on board with this.
You and I actually are closer than I think people have perceived this week. I think people have misinterpreted my willingness to trade Greg as an eagerness to trade him. I think if you're going to move on from Greg in the next 2 years, this is the year it makes sense to explore that value. I know you can, you can still trade him next offseason. You're not going to get the same value because he'll be getting paid more. It'll be his fifth year, and then you have to pay him. And like we see like prime time players, like Brian Burns 2 years ago with 2 years on his contract was worth two first round picks by the LA Rams. This year he's on a franchise tag. So again, effectively a 1 year deal. He was traded for a 2 and a 5. Because the NFL, the new trend is, well, I don't have to give up a premium asset for this guy and then sign the guy and spend $100 million guaranteed, something like that. So I'm not eager to move Greg. What I will say is, until they pick up the fifth-year option officially, I also kind of read this is, listen, the Browns have kind of hardlined it. I would imagine if like right now, and I'm just trying to think of who is in the – if Arizona offered the 35th pick for Greg Newsom and maybe a fourth-round pick, I would guarantee that Greg Newsom would be on his way to Arizona. So if Greg Newsom is here, I would imagine it's a sign that nobody was willing to give up the kind of value that would motivate the Cleveland Browns. And I think you have to be okay with that. Like, if you can get pretty ridiculous value – give it to me. Because there's right now, like you and I talked about this earlier. You said Jonathan Brooks at 54. I mean, there is Ladd McConkey, who's a wide receiver, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
McConkey is going to the Bills.
He is going to the Bills?
No, I don't know. I think it's a good chance. A lot of mocks have him going to the Bills at 33.
Tavondre Sweat, Junior Colson, Jatavion Sanders, Cooper DeJean. Johnny Newton, Jackson Powers Johnson. I mean, there's a lot of names here that I think if you were able to swap out Greg Newsom's next 2 years for 4 or 5 years of that player, I think there is a lot of value. But we'll see. I mean, I don't – so let me put it this way. When I saw how the cornerbacks fell last night, again, what was it, 14 players, offensive players drafted before the first defensive player? It was Latu. It was then Murphy of Texas, the defensive lineman of Seattle. And then the rest of the first round was pretty much, all right, you take an offensive player, we'll take a defensive player. I mean, the first cornerback, I mean, what
was it like 20?
It was Quinyon Mitchell at 22, I think.
22 to the Eagles.
And so I kind of...
I knew that kid was going to be a stud.
Man,
I've been covering him for a long time.
Could you have put him on a better spot? Like, or you're going to Philly, where, oh, by the way, they know something about developing their draft picks and putting guys in a spot. They might as well pencil that kid in for $100 million 5 years from
now.
Did
you see his interview after you got drafted,
too? It's really cool.
Dude, seems like a just totally genuine down-to-earth dude. And what's really cool, man, is like he had other offers. He's from Toledo, went to Toledo, and now he's a first-round pick. I think the first-round pick out of Toledo ever, right?
Did you see what Nick Saban said about him?
No, what'd he say?
He said, Nick Saban, by the way, said that they didn't break any rules in there at Alabama. But in the transfer portal, when it opened, they tried like crazy to get him to enter the transfer portal. They were hoping that he did. He was their number one target, and he never entered it.
See, I knew he said that about somebody. I didn't know who he said it about, though. I didn't know that was about Quinyon Mitchell. But like,
he did say something about how Drake May left them.
Oh, yeah.
He's committed to them and left.
Yeah. So, you know what's interesting, though?
He's like, I should be pissed off.
So, when Quinyon was the first corner off the board, and I think it was Terrion Arnold went a pick later or two picks later to Detroit, there really wasn't a significant run on corners, and that's kind of the moment I thought the chance to trade Greg Newsome for real value went off the board. Because I for Greg to have value, to scare a team into to giving up maybe a little bit more than they would have wanted to, you probably would have needed like McKinstry to go off the board, Cooper DeJean to go off the board. I actually think that's – Cooper DeJean's your boy.
Well, I mean, it's obvious, okay? I mean, let's be real.
He's representing the brand.
He's representing the unicorns here.
What happens if he's there at 54?
Well, here's the thing. When he's drafted, folks, he's a white corner. Okay, let's just get it out there. Okay.
Have you heard about this?
I was a white corner. There's not any.
What?
There haven't been any in a long time.
Yeah.
So when he gets drafted, I'll laugh my ass off if they do the exact same thing they did to me.
Try to move him to a safety spot?
Well, yes. But here's what they did. Literally on the screen, put safety next to my name when I got drafted.
Yeah.
When I never played safety in college. How about that?
Well, who was it?
The nerve of these people.
Who was it last night? There were multiple people. Cooper DeJean is tested out of the roof athletically.
Listen, I was a really good athlete, could jump, run, all that stuff. This guy's like way better than I was.
And they were even talking about him.
He's a corner.
Was it McFarland? God, by the way, can we fire his ass into the sun when it comes to the NFL draft? I couldn't stand him on Monday Night Football. I thought the Boogermobile was funny. When they moved him to the booth, it killed him for me.
It's funny he caught the Bookermobile.
But like now, like last night, it like does he pay attention to the college game? I do think it was Booger that said, Cooper DeJean,
he
might have to
do some college football stuff on ABC. Does like the halftime shows and postgame shows, stuff like that.
I'm pretty sure it was him that said Cooper DeJean to safety, and I was like, why don't you at least try him at corner?
Try him. Like, he played corner his whole career, basically.
When I say try him, I mean, why not give him a real chance? His value, safeties have value. I'm not trying to say they don't. But if he's got the goods to play outside, if he has even a chance to be a really good corner, why wouldn't you try that before fading him inside? You know what I mean? Like, to me...
It's just silly.
Well, to me, like...
I'm telling you right now, people in the league... Look at the skin color of a white corner, and they just don't want to put him out there. They think he's not athletic enough.
And you're not the only one that says that. You know who?
Dude,
who backs you up.
I'm telling you right now. When I got drafted by Minnesota, I had a coach that came up to me and said, "We're moving you to safety. I'll never put a white corner out there."
You want to say his name?
And it was a white guy. No, I'm not saying no names.
I'm kidding.
I was pissed.
Well, but you're backed up by guys like Brian McFadden. Like, was it RC that backed you up as well?
Went in Minnesota?
No. The people have come out and said the same thing about you. That you were only moved to safety.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, you're like a yearly podcast topic.
I pop up every once in a while.
It's like Bomani's talked about it. BMAC has talked about it. There's somebody else I'm forgetting that's just been like, yeah, Dustin Fox should have been a corner in the NFL. Somebody said, like, who was a good NFL corner was like, he tested better than me.
It was just funny, man.
This still piss you off?
Yeah.
I I just think for all
I didn't
credit,
have a body type to play safety.
For all... Okay, can you explain that? For like people who might not understand the body type difference between corner and safety.
So I wasn't... I'm more of kind of like a Sam linebacker now. But anyway, I was 191 pounds. I was 5'11". My arms were really long when they measured them, mm-hmm. big hands, and was really good in press coverage. And so that was why, and I had good speed. So to me, that's what I could, I loved being in man coverage and playing corner.
I kind of feel like this is the IQ test. Because to what you said.
I guarantee you, if they draft him, if someone drafts him here in the second round, I think he'll go pretty quick tonight. Because, I mean, he's a freak athlete. Mm-hmm. If someone puts him at corner, it'll change the whole dynamic of what people think about that position.
So can I ask you if let's say at 35, I just keep going there because Arizona has a lot of picks and they might be a team that could use like a legitimate versatile corner like Greg Newsom. Let's say they call our old friend Andrew Berry and they say, we'll give you a 35, maybe another fourth rounder. I'm getting greedy now. And the pick they make at 35 is Cooper DeJean. Would all of a sudden you be a fan of trading Greg Newsom?
Yes. Not because I want – it has nothing to do with Cooper DeJean. Yes, yeah. I'm a fan for sure. But I think it has to do with the idea of getting a rookie corner and getting out of the Newsom deal and having to pay him.
Yeah. Because I don't think – I think, listen, if you don't trade him, I do think picking up the fifth-year option is a no-brainer. I mean, like they picked up the fifth-year option on Jed. You know, if the player has played at least respectably, yeah, go ahead. And it's not, like, arduous to pick up that fifth-year option. You're not, like, up Cap Creek, so to speak. I think you should always pick up the fifth-year option if you still like the player. So, like, but I do think you've got to have a real conversation. I think we just get really enamored with re-signing guys because – well, how are you going to replace him?
Mm-hmm.
I think inevitably the question with Greg is he worth what you're going to have to pay him? And is his value that he brings, can it be replaced? And I think the toughest thing, and I've said it all week, for everybody who thinks they just want to ship the guy off for like a fourth-round pick, which could not be farther from the truth, I think his ultimate value is maybe not the peak level of his play, but it is his ability to play inside and out. And I think from that perspective, if you were to say, I can get Cooper DeJean, or honestly, you take a different...
Let's say hypothetically, the Browns traded Newsom and drafted Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The Browns would obviously know way more about this than I do. Can he play inside?
I know, and I'm like the ultimate Cam Mitchell homer, which is going to age horribly if he has a bad sophomore year. But like that, I think instead of one player, it's more about the pieces of the parts of the guys you're placing with. Because here's the thing. I don't think there are that many guys who can play well on the outside. And you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you drafted Cooper, there's a good chance, I think a good chance that he would compete with MJ for a starting job.
Well, and I think...
And you would expect that, too, because he's going to be a second-round pick, a really high pick 35.
And here's the thing.
Even if
you take somebody else at 35, but then Cooper falls to 54 and you pick him, or if it's Kool-Aid McKinstry or whatever, and I can't remember where Kool-Aid's supposed to play, and I just called a grown man Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. That, to me, is the only way it makes sense. But we are, of course, reacting. Mary-Kate Cabot. Saying that it's only a matter of when, not if, the Browns will pick up the fifth-year option. I think there could be a little bit of gamesmanship here from not from Mary Kay, but from the Browns putting this report when it is. I will tell you, I need draft day 2 to start at 8 p.m. too. I can't handle this, dude. The draft is like my favorite non-game sports event. I watch every second I can, and... I understand why they do it. Trying to get 60 picks in prime time is... I mean, one round went, 4 hours last night? I totally understand. I don't care. I will stay up till 2 a.m. if the third round goes that late if you start at 8. And so the Browns Radio Network, they're going to kill it. We know it. They always kill it. Very excited to hear that right here coming up in an hour 15. It should be starting at 8, though.
I would love to start at 8 because we work till 7.
Yep.
And we got to commute.
Well, it's not even that. Like, I don't, outside of, like, actual, like, games, I don't mind if a game starts at 7, because, especially like a Guardians game. I can miss the first 3 innings and watch the final 6 innings and get the gist of the game. But, like, something, I'll be honest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I think. Wait,
by the way, there's a basketball game on right now.
We're gonna talk about that in 1 second because speaking of things,
I don't even know what channel it's on, but there's an NBA playoff game on,
it's Game 3 Bucks Pacers.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, in Indianapolis.
5:30. We'll get to that,
dude. I am doing the exaggerated pause here. The hold the name of the town or hold the word. It is a day today, but no, I don't. Okay, this might. I've not vetted this one, so I'm just gonna be honest about this. This one, Tiger, get out of the cage on this one. I think even day 2 of the draft is more can't miss, like every second of the draft is can't miss the first 2 days than like your average NBA game. Maybe not playoffs, but like 3 innings of the Guardians in April, I don't remember what month it is, in April isn't as unmissable, can't miss words, as can't miss is the NFL draft.
NFL draft is pretty much a big deal.
Like, of all the non-sporting events of all the sporting events that aren't games, playoff games, regular season games, like, I'll actually say this.
Give me some examples. Let's put a little list together.
Well, I mean, any of the drafts, it just blows them out of the water.
Right. That's not even close. But I'm thinking about other non-sporting events that are part of the sports.
No press conference that tops this. Now, even retirement press conferences don't top this.
What about, like, preseason games?
No. The NFL draft is so much better than preseason games. Preseason games are a blight upon humanity. I mean, maybe not. Listen, spring training's cool if you're there. Spring training on TV is unwatchable. But spring training, if you're there,
unless you're betting it.
Because you're part of that lifestyle, and you're probably there for a week or more, right?
And it's really cool to go to spring training.
But NBA preseason games, not for me, dog.
Not for me, dog.
But still better. The NFL preseason, it's so weird. NFL preseason games are the worst thing in the NFL.
But I watch them.
Give me the – I do too, and I hate watch them. And it's a sickness.
A tradition unlike any other is watching the Hall of Fame games. Because we're all excited for football.
Yep.
And betting the under.
That's the only one, by the way. That's the only preseason game. It's why I want the Browns to have it every year.
It's a tradition.
It's the only preseason game I ever want the Browns to be in because the novelty wears off by halftime. And I just at least get to enjoy the first 2 hours. The first 2 quarters. So with that being said, yeah, the Pacers Bucks have already started. This is 1 p.m. Saturday games.
He's just hitting the side of the backboard.
5:30.
The players aren't used to these start times.
Yeah. And I don't understand the significance of a 5:30 tip on a Friday. Like, somebody's going to have to walk me through that.
Does it have anything to do with the networks?
Trying to get all the games in? Is that it?
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, you've got to have enough networks to get in all these games. Like, look at what the NFL does. The NFL is like, you get one playoff game this round, you get another, and then, you know, Peacock's going to get one, and Amazon's going to get one, and ESPN's going to get one. Like, how can you do that?
Does it have something to do with the NFL drafting tonight?
So you're counter-programming against the NFL draft?
Well, they put NFL draft on ESPN2 for round 2 and 3.
Hmm.
I mean, tonight you got this game on ESPN, and then you got the other 8 o'clock game, which is the Clippers and Mavericks.
The Clippers. The Clippers. I kind of like
I was going to say Los Angeles Clippers, and there's no need for the whole name.
I think we know where the Clippers play. Unless you're a minor league baseball fan, you could be thinking Columbus. Mm-hmm. But no, that maybe is the best thing.
It's the only reason. I've never seen a playoff game start at 5:30 on a weeknight.
Also, I can't believe I'm saying this. Now I'm just bitching about things in the media that bug me. We have too many draft shows. What I mean is ESPN, ABC, NFL Network, McAfee had his own last night. Like, there's so much. And the reason why there's too many is I don't want to miss any. I can't have all four shows, even if you have a great TV show.
Are you flipping around?
No.
What do you go with, ESPN, or you go with NFL Network?
I have to go with ESPN because it's the original, right? Like, ABC feels, one, ABC does a lot more of that.
Who's on ABC? That's like the family-friendly version.
Yes, and they do
that's
a lot.
That's the Disney version.
They do a lot more of the RG3 crap that I hate.
A lot of the... you know, the stories off the field.
Yeah, which again, like Rome Odunze has the great...
interest stories.
They had a college game day piece on him that has run about 15 times since this last fall. And it was about his grandfather who had a stroke or a heart attack, some sort of health issue. And he's like mostly blind, so he can only kind of see shadows. And his grandfather watches every game still. And, dude, I've watched it four times. The first time I watched it was this fall, or this last fall. I was on the treadmill during I was on an elliptical during a game, and it was on. And, dude, I didn't even have the sound on. I was reading subtitles and crying while on the elliptical. That's what a beautiful story it is. That you can tell. It was just like, hey, he really likes Pokemon. I don't care. I blacked out again. I don't even know what takes I'm having anymore. So ABC's a non-starter for me. I used to really like flipping between ESPN and NFL Network, but like now, like I would probably go between ESPN and McAfee. I wish it were easier to go between and do the split screen and just sound on, sound off, instead of having to do this is just the way my one TV, my big TV is set up. I would have to do one screen and then just flip between apps, and that bugs the crap out of me.
And again, I stick with ESPN for the most part. I gotta say, man, I have no idea why they put I think Greeny's a fine host. I think he's more of like a radio guy. I don't love him on the draft.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's on every show. I guess with the amount of money they pay him, they've got to get him out there. But like, I miss Trey Wingo. I miss as crazy as it sounds. I miss Chris Berman.
No one
does but me.
You're with me, Leather. I will tell you. Greeny, I think, does great with Get Up. There's nothing else he does.
He's a really talented dude.
Well, but there's nothing else that he does that personally works for me.
Yeah.
Even if I have to hear about the New York Jets one more time.
They hit the jackpot with that Get Up show.
Well, but if I have to hear about the New York Jets one more time on Get Up, I'm going to have a conniption. Like, I don't care. And, like, it would be the same thing as if I hosted that show in New York and talked about the Cleveland Browns every day. And only hired guys on the show that were affiliated with the Cleveland Browns. Like, Mike Tannenbaum is a joke of a GM, and he's not a good analyst. And he's, God, I done it again.
Mike Tannenbaum was on ESPN Radio last night.
Bad takes. And I love all takes. You know me. I love to hear takes because I like to hear something different than what I think. I'm not somebody who gets mad.
I listened to last night obviously the draft is carried. I was listening to Sirius because I couldn't find anywhere else when I was driving. And NFL radio did a pretty good job, I thought.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They had
a bunch of different analysts on there, but honestly, I love Coach Neuheisel.
Rick is underrated, dude.
He is awesome.
He actually really knows quarterbacks, and I think that helps.
He knows every player, dude, not just quarterbacks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.